This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Good morning, everyone. This is the third in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry.
And so the third installment of the United States House of Representatives inquiry into the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump got underway just over an hour ago by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. The first witnesses to undergo cross-examination was Lieutenant Governor Alexander Vindman, who serves as the Director for European Affairs for the United States National Security Council. And sitting right next to the Lieutenant Colonel was Jennifer Williams, who serves as a special advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign policy matters. The main thrust of the two witnesses' testimony today centers on a July 25th phone call that they personally overheard between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ms. Williams was the first of the day's witnesses to offer her opening statement.
During my closed-door deposition, members of the committee asked about my personal views and whether I had any concerns about the July 25th call. As I testified then, I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's opening statement followed.
On July 25th, 2019, the call occurred. I listened on the call in the Situation Room with White House colleagues. I was concerned by the call. What I heard was inappropriate, and I reported my concerns to Mr. Eisenberg. It is improper for the President of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
Today's hearing continues at this hour. There will be ample cross-examination covered by VOA. This is VOA News. A congressional report warns more needs to be done against Chinese economic and industrial espionage on college campuses. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has released a report saying the U.S. government isn't doing enough to stop China from stealing intellectual property from American universities. Further, the report criticizes the absence of a comprehensive strategy for dealing with the threat. According to the report, billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded research have contributed to China's global rise over the last 20 years. The report also criticizes universities for not doing enough to identify foreign funding sources and conflicts of interest among scientists on their campuses. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Moscow city court has upheld a court decision to prolong the pretrial detention of Paul Whelan, a U.S. citizen charged in Russia with espionage. He's going to be held until December 29th. Lawyers for the detained former U.S. Marine, who has rejected the charges, had argued at an appeal hearing on November 19th that Whelan should be subjected to a less restrictive detention, such as house arrest. The 49-year-old was arrested in Moscow in December of 2018 and accused of receiving classified information. Less than 200 student protesters remain barricaded inside a Hong Kong university that has been surrounded by riot police since Sunday. Over the past 24 hours, a slow trickle of people have left the campus, either by attempting to flee or by surrendering to police, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
What has been home for student protesters for the past week is filling up with trash. With supplies, morale, and fellow protesters all running low, the campus siege entered its third day. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, defended the actions of the police.
That they have to stop violence, give up their weapons, and come out peacefully and take the instructions from the police.
Derek Kwan with the school's student union says supplies are running low for his friends inside.
But now the supplies were cut by the police force by setting some barricades, setting up some crossing lines that barring others from sending in those supplies.
Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The situation on campus is getting increasingly desperate. Two students actually told VOA they were considering suicide. They were talked out of it. It's not clear how serious they were about those efforts. Clear that this situation, as it enters its third day, is getting even more serious. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.